This is MSO News Sports, and I am Bill Newell, joined by Danny Ventura, the regional high school sports editor for the Boston Herald. Danny, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Bill. How are you?
Good. Gearing up for the big Super Bowl weekend at Gillette Friday and Saturday. Before we do, though, a couple of big-name coaches stepping down, Adamopoulos and Sereno. What's your take on those stories from yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, certainly surprising. You know, not as much with Chuck Adamopoulos. He's talked about it the last few years. He's in his 60s. He's got grandchildren. A lot of it was family-related. You know, the school loves him. I mean, it's a devastating loss for them. And Bob Sereno, he did a terrific job at Swampscott. You know, he won Super Bowls there. The teams were always competitive. I mean, those are going to be big voids to fill.
Absolutely. Two very strong, outstanding coaches with great backgrounds, really, in football. I want to jump to, so we just finished up Thanksgiving, Danny, and there's been talk about teams playing and not playing players on Thanksgiving in preparation for the Super Bowls. Some teams did, some didn't on Thanksgiving. Those are the teams that we're talking about that are going to this weekend's Super Bowl. What's your take on that, and what are you hearing about that?
I mean, I didn't hear as much criticism of it this year as you've heard in the past. I mean, I've always thought, you know what, it's not my place to say anything. You know, I mean, every school has their own decision to make. I think there was a couple of years ago, there was a lot of friction, you know, when Millis did it one year, and then they got criticized, and their head coach came out and said, listen, if I had an 80-man roster, I'd be playing on Thanksgiving. I have 19 guys on my team. If I get one injury, that's like I lose three starters, because that guy more than likely plays offense, plays defense, and plays special teams. So these schools who have, you know, who have the luxury of 80 to 90 man rosters, they can afford to go out and play everybody.
Yeah, I get that. And I kind of have been in the same boat. I've been critical of teams that haven't done it. But case in point, Danny, I'm just going to follow up. North Reading did that against Linfield in the Cape Ann League. On Thanksgiving, and you know something, I don't have a problem with it. You have a serious injury to one of your players, and other things going on, like North Reading had, I think, coming out of their last playoff game. They were in the Super Bowl last year, lost to that Swampscott team that you were just talking about a moment ago. They want to get back, and they want to win that Super Bowl, and I can't blame them. That's the structure of the playoff system.
I mean, sure, you look back. The case in point that people point to is what happened to Zavarian a few years ago. Played St. John's Prep. They're in the Super Bowl. Prep is basically has nothing to play for, and they played their rear ends off. Turned out, Zavarian wound up losing four linebackers in that game and did not play in the Super Bowl, and wound up losing as Central Catholic. And, you know, people point to that and say, hey, you know, do we want this to happen? And one year, Mansfield played all their guys against Foxborough, and their star receiver got his knee blown out, I think, early in the first quarter. You start weighing out. Are you looking to play on win on Thanksgiving, or are you looking to win in the Super Bowl? So it's a tough call. I mean, I look at Bob Almeida at Stoneham, and he said, you know what? I mean, to me, anytime you go out in the field, you should be playing to win. And he played everyone, and they want to beat a very good Reading team.
No, you're right. I mean, again, I don't have the answer to it, but other than to do a different playoff system that starts after Thanksgiving. But other than that, you're right. Yeah. All right. Just quickly here. Friday, three games at Gillette. You've got the D7 game, West Boylston, St. Bernard's. You've got North Reading, Shawshene Valley, and Duxbury Grafton. That's the D7, 5-4 Super Bowls. Obviously, we're kind of keeping an eye on North Reading, Coach Ed Blum's team. But any thoughts on the Friday matchups, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, you look at that game. I mean, Shawshene is really surprisingly good season. You know, 12-0. Not to say they're not good, but I mean, you look at what they. Every time you think, all right, this is the week somebody's going to get them. I mean, they started the season. They beat a very good Bedford team that opened up some eyes. And you get in the postseason. I mean, they beat Dover Sherborne, who's a terrific team, undefeated out of the Tri Valley League. And it's like every time you want to bury Shawshene, they come out and tell you, nah. You know, put the shovels away. I mean, I've said all along, I think, you know, the road to the championship in Division Five would go through North Reading based on the fact they were there last year and the experience factor.
Yeah. All right, if you jump to Saturday chronologically now, D8 is Kip Academy from Lynn, first charter school ever, I guess, to make the Super Bowls, and they're taking on Hull, an undefeated team, and their coach picked up the Patriots Coach of the Week honors this past week. So they are on a roll, this Hull team.
Yes, I mean, they were there, you know, a lot like North Reading. They got there last year, lost a heartbreaker to Randolph, a team they had beaten during the season. But the nucleus of that team from Hull last year are back this year. And they've, you know, they've beaten some good teams. And they were a team that, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, do they take a knee on Thanksgiving against Cohasset, which was for the South Shore League, you know, the I believe it's the Tobin title. They took, last year they sat everyone and lost. This year they turn around and say, you know, we're going to play everyone. They wind up winning the game. And, you know, 12-0 is 12-0. They've got some good wins. Hip is just a great story. I mean, you know, coming, you know, a program that I think 5 or 6 years in, and Jim Rabbit has done a phenomenal job. And, you know, Juan Settlesing is, I mean, he's put up PlayStation numbers on a weekly basis.
That's a good way of putting it. You're right. Yeah, what, 400 yards last week, 5 TDs, rush for a TD. Man, in their Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve game against Tech. And they needed every one of those points, you know?
Yeah, I mean, 54-48. I mean, I look, you know, Lynn Tech, two guys ran for almost 350 themselves.
No, I know. Those stats, I mean, here you are, Lynn Tech, you roll up those stats and no one's paying attention to you because, you know. You're right. Okay. Hey, St. John's Prep now. They're in D1 Super Bowl against Springfield Central, 12:30 kickoff Saturday at Gillette. And, you know, the Prep is playing their best football right now. They're used to the big stage, but so is Springfield Central. So does the Prep have a chance?
Well, I mean, anytime you can put out the athletes they have, I mean, they certainly do. I mean, they clearly go in there as the underdog. But I thought from the beginning of the tournament, not saying that they're the second-best team, but I thought if anyone had a shot at beating Springfield, they may be the best team, maybe the best equipped to do it because of their talent at the skill position. You know, Janelle Aguayo, Jesse Ofiori, you know, Steven Patrick. I mean, those guys can run with them. I think the key is going to, for them, I think they have to be able to run the ball a little bit. You know, it's no coincidence that their season has trended upward once Carson Brown got back into the lineup from an injury, because he gives them that balance that, you know, if they can run the ball, you keep the ball away, because Springfield's going to score. I mean, I don't care how good you are defensively. I mean, William Watson is a phenomenal quarterback, and they're going to put points on the board. You know, but, you know, a lot of times, as people say, you know, the best offense is a good defense, and they can't score if they don't have the ball. So, I mean, I think if Prep can move the ball, you know, run the ball effectively, you know, mix up the pass a little bit, it seems like with Deacon Robillard, they seem to have a little more, they seem to be a little more balanced, you know, run pass. So, I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting game.
No, I do too. And I think that, again, the Prep defense has been very good, but they'll be very severe, very, very well tested. And the other thing, going back to, you know, I kind of knocked the playoffs a little bit and how they impact Thanksgiving. But if you talk about choosing two of the best teams to meet in the championship game, this playoff system seemed to have worked in this case, the way they're playing now. Yeah.
Right. I think, well, Springfield came in as, you know, the pseudo number four seed, which, you know, I mean, I think that's one of the people who criticize, you know, how they actually determine the points, you know, the people a lot smarter than me mathematically. You know, they look at that as a misnomer there, and, you know, the Prep, I think, was at 7, you know, same type of thing, you know, that they're probably better than that, you know, that seed indicates.
Yeah, but you know what, the way I look at it, that will never be perfect, probably. There'll not be a perfect way to sort that out as long as you get 8 quality teams. See, I think you go to 8. But anyways, 8 quality teams, and that's the way it's played out this year. And then you go through the playoffs and you find out who are the top two, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, regardless of where they are seated, I mean, I think you're hard-pressed to know who's better than those two in the Division I right now. I mean, you know, they beat Prep beat Central and Andover, and Springfield beat Xavarian. I mean, those are probably the top teams there.
Okay, so now you just mentioned Stoneham a minute ago, Danny, and they in D6 at 3:00 on Saturday take on St. Mary's. I mean, this is another fantastic matchup.
Yeah, as one of my wise guy cohorts said, guaranteed the Spartans win.
Which wise guy was that? Which wise guy was that?
That would have been Steve Tobey.
All right, all right.
Went out on a limb predicting that the Spartans would win. Since they're both the Spartans.
No. Oh, no, I picked up on that, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a terrific matchup. I mean, you know, St. Mary's to beat Rockland, who I thought was, you know, the pre-tournament favorite to come out to defend their Division VI title. You know, for St. Mary's to win, that's a fantastic win. Now, Stoneham, you know, got a very favorable draw through the, but you know what? They took care of business. You know, they got two sub-500 teams in the first two rounds, and then they got Spelman in the semifinal, who doesn't have a head coach. And that turned out to be a good game. And then, but, you know, Stoneham bounces back 5 days later and beat Reading, which, I mean, a fantastic win.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving matchup. Yeah, that's
tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, that of all the Thanksgiving scores, that one kind of surprised me. I mean, because Reading has had a fantastic year themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the way I would look at it, you know, Stoneham, you know, they're going to be playing on that. You know, again, you know, a lot of these teams, like for Reading, that's essentially their Super Bowl. You know, a fantastic quarterback in James Murphy, and you know, Stoneham still found a way to get it done.
Yeah, the Stoneham team's tough, I think. Okay, so now I'm just going to jump D3, 5:30 p.m., Wakefield-Milton. Obviously, Milton coached by former Swampscott coach and player Steve Dombowski. Wakefield, what a turnaround, an undefeated season themselves right now this year heading into the Super Bowl. So, you know, two teams, you know, with great seasons in D3.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wakefield, like you said, I mean, they really came out of nowhere. You know, nobody in the preseason, nobody had them as one of the top teams, but they, you know, they stamped themselves early on. You know, it was a game against Stoneham. You know, Bob Almeida was going for his 200th win. All the media is there to report on him, and they left talking about Wakefield like, wow, this is a good team. And they've done nothing to dispel that. And then to go beat North Attleboro, who's a really good team out of the Hockomock, basically winning that game in Hockomock territory, I mean, that speaks volumes. And then on Thanksgiving, they come back. They're down, I think it was 10 points in the fourth quarter. They come back and beat a solid Melrose team. I mean, you know, John Rafferty's done it. You know, we talk about coach of the year in the state. I mean, he's got as much of an argument for that as anybody.
No, you're right. And you pulled out three really defining games for Wakefield this year, Danny. I mean, that says it all. And now here's another big one coming up against Milton, for sure.
Yep. This is why you pay me the big bucks, Bill.
No, I get it. Now you're worth every penny. You're worth more. You're worth 10 times what we pay you.
There you go. I got to get Scott Boras to represent me here.
Yeah. And you better check your math skills, as when you multiply something times 10, what it comes out to. Yeah.
No kidding, but you know, then, yeah.
You know where I'm going. Okay, this is a very gracious and generous Danny Ventura we're talking to here. Okay.
Well, some might say foolish.
Yeah, that's. Hey, I'll.
It's a labor of love. Trust me, we have fun with this.
Yeah, put me in the same basket. There you go. Okay, finally, the night game, D2 Catholic Memorial versus King Philip, the 8 o'clock kickoff.
Well, I think all the media is hoping for an 8 o'clock kickoff. So odds are good it may be closer to 8:30, but that's a rematch from last year. And you know, people will look at the final score and say 42-18, well, CM rolled over them. But that was a competitive game for three quarters, and then CM's talent just wore them out in the fourth quarter. And I mean, CM, you know, you'll get the big arguments from people, you know, they should not be in Division II, of which I'm in agreement with. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, a team like King Philip is going to have to go against the team that's, you know, better than them. And, you know, they're going to have to hope everything goes their way to win.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's fun. You know, we finally, just to put the wraps on this, Dan, I'm looking at, you know, I'm critical of the playoff system in the sense that it kind of, you know, unvalues or takes the value away from the Thanksgiving games for sure. And I think we see it across the board, whether you're in the playoffs or not. But on the other hand, I mean, you cannot complain about these matchups for the most part that we're seeing, other than that the one we just talked about, D2.
No, I mean, I think they're all good. And even the D2 matchup, you know, they're probably the two best teams. You know, it's just unfortunate that people feel that one of those two teams should not be in Division II. But, I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, you go across the board, and I think they basically, you know, the best teams are going to be in Gillette for the most part.
Yeah. Danny, will you be in at Gillette?
I will be there Saturday.
And the best reporters will be there as well then. Okay.
Well, I'm assuming you'll be there.
Of course.
Wow, it speaks for itself then.
Now, yeah, I'll be there Friday and then also on Saturday for a few games for sure. Yeah. So.
Excellent.
All
right. Look forward to seeing you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for doing all this season. We really appreciate it, and I know our listeners do as well. So it's always great to get your insights, and you do a great job. And oh, by the way, what's coming up in the Herald? What should people be aware of, you know, today, tomorrow, whatever?
We've been, you know, tomorrow's paper will have the Division 7 and 8 Super Bowl previews, as well as the Vocational Bowl previews as well. Friday will be the infamous picks, and then we'll just, be covering everything all weekend.
It kind of lays itself out. There's not much deviation once Friday begins, right?
No, you're right. Not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
That's good. All right, Danny. Thanks so much again for everything, and we'll hopefully I'll see you this weekend for sure.
Absolutely. You take care.
Yep. Okay. Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald with us here on MSONewsSports.com.